Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex, undisclosed location, default route. Live on Memorex, did I say that already? I really got nothing to say. In fact, I was gonna lead off with the statement regarding how much I like my night guard, which is basically a plastic mouthpiece, a $500 plastic mouthpiece that the dentist creates that you sleep in so you don't grind your teeth at night. I like it. I like wearing it. That's about all I got to say. But as I'm sure many of you already know, that won't stop me from going 50 minutes and just talking. Basically, I cut this on just to keep myself company on this walk. It's Thursday. Woke up today, Mr. Scale told me 209.0, which I feel is pretty good. Very good, in fact, maybe. And if I can drop 2.2 pounds on this walk, which the way I'm sweating and the way I feel is very highly possible, I could be 206 something. But I'll probably come in at 207.4, 207.2, which, you know, difference of a half a pound like that, really. Only aesthetically and presentation-wise makes a difference, a 206, 207 on a Thursday. Should be happy. If I can maintain and or even step up my calorie restriction or calorie, you know, watching out, making sure I do the quote unquote right thing or wrong thing, whatever, it could be a pretty special number come Saturday when I go home. And full disclosure to the Black of Miles, I feel that I need to mention that because it's something that's definitely on my mind. I really don't want to be doing it. And I kind of don't want to make, well, I do want to make reasoning or excuses for whatever, justifications, because it really does curb my appetite. It's amazing. And if I can do that on the weekends, when my appetite, when I eat out of boredom or eat out of relaxation, whatever, use that to help me out, so be it. But I still want to get back on them. Definitely don't want to be doing them every day, because with other things, I'm not good at moderation, and I overdo it, and it loses its effect. It loses its brilliance, its qualities with me doing it every day, you know? Like weed. You know, I get it. I was into the weed thing, and I get it. Wasn't nothing like waking up smoking and then just smoking all day, anticipating rolling that next one, smoking it. But I got to the point where the high wasn't as exciting as it used to be. The high just wasn't exciting. Except for in the morning, you get that morning rush. Because I was doing it too much and too often. And so I see people smoking, and they just smoking constantly. I mean, you get to a certain point where, is it really doing anything for you? I'm just asking a question. I'm not trying to criticize. I hope it don't sound like I'm trying to criticize the tone of my voice. I'm just questioning, does it really do anything at a certain point? And on the block of miles, I had just smoked myself into a serious, in the vaping, when I was vaping.
Wait.
I mean, there was no shine. From that. I was doing it so much.
Wait.
Oh, girl driving a truck.
Wait.
I was doing it so much.
Wait.
You ain't gonna look up? Run me over?
Wait.
Oh, they see him making a left. Okay. That's on y'all, on me. Y'all see them people making a left. All right, now let me cross. I'm just saying. Old school architecture. I think this is where I flipped it over yesterday. When I get up in this area, I guess I find this area scenic. The old school architecture, I think I flipped the camera when I got here yesterday. Anyway, that's my concern. Not the block of miles, but it definitely helped with my weight, my God. I woke up. In fact, it helped with my weight so much, I lost weight over the weekend and started to gain it back when I went on my regimen. When I came back on Monday and Tuesday, back in my, regimen where I basically rely on losing most of my weight for years. I said, all right, we're going to do this during the week. And then weekend we'll be a little lax and maybe eat a little bit more. Shoot. A block of miles destroyed my appetite. And I think the biggest thing was I made brownies and didn't even eat none. So that's definitely a thing. But I did also say, it kind of supports what I was saying, that if I lose the weight this time, if I get the weight down, like 195, like I'm going to get under 200, be hovering around 195 or so, and I can do it, I was going to say, not on the block of miles. Wow. But I am on the block of miles. Well, at least not fully on them, okay? If I can get down to 190, get down below, get that weight down, and not be fully on the block of miles, and or quit completely on the block of miles, that's the goal. That would be the goal. Because for probably 6-7 months, last year, I was down to under 200, 195, under 200. And I also noticed January 31st, 2022, my highest weight, like 226. Then I lost weight, Then it went right back up again from December to January for the last 2 years, 22 and 23. January, I went up from December 31st to January 31st. I gained like 20 pounds. So that's a consideration of something. I don't know. And I do know. Let's not sell myself short here. I'm just out here. You know, it's a good day, beautiful, sunshiny. Got my sauna suit on. Walking, getting my steps. Get ready for the work. Got a few things I need to handle. But things are, you know, going along swimmingly. Here's one thing, well, my mother, in her current situation, she's the old lady, she's like 85 now. She's fairly ailing. Needs lots of help, attention. You know, her world basically has shrunk down to 6 people in that room. And her TV and her games. It's hard for her to, her motor skills are going, speech is going, because of nerve damage from radiation treatments. And just, I realized I was, you know, we've been watching her deteriorate. So it's kind of, you know, we didn't really, the full impact. It's hard to understand as you watch it happen gradually. But I was listening to a video a while back when she was, you know, before all this. And to hear her talk then till now, that's what hit me. That hit me. That one hit me. That one got to me. I was like, oh, wow. To hear her talk, you know, how fast and just aggressive, and just to hear that person versus, you know, the person she is now. She hanging in there. And I swear, I don't see how. I don't know. I can't say what I would do in that situation. I know that. But it's got to be tough. It's got to be tough. I think in my mind, I'd have to have something. Something other than just games and TV. And she gets these headaches or there's pain. She can't move, her body aches. Can't walk. You know, she can move her arms a little bit, but that's, even that motor skill is going away. So I'm torn between how much time to stay out here with her and at home at my wonderful sanctuary. You know, I pay people. We pay people. I pay people to care give, because there's a limit to what I will allow myself to do as far as caregiving and stuff. And I drew that line. I drew that line early. But I'll pay. Paying like $1,000 a month. Me and my sister, I guess. Have people come in and, you know, take care of her. I pay $1,000 myself. Close to $1,000. And that's nothing compared to the facilities or if we ever need to step up, you know. So, you know, this is my mother. I wouldn't do this for nobody else. Well, I can't say that. It's family. You know, there's immediate family that I would reluctantly. I mean, I can't not say that I don't want to do it. I can't not say that I'm reluctant and really wish I didn't have to. It really bugs me. I'm just not cut out to be that person, to be accommodating, caregiving, and be of service to somebody. That's just not what I do or who I am. And I'm at the point now where I embrace it and I don't regret it. No train today. I embrace it and I don't regret it. I understand it. Am I proud of it? Probably a little. Is it something I want to change about myself? No. Probably because there's certain things I want to accomplish in life, and I feel that I have to be ruthless in the appropriation of my time and efforts to accomplish that. And of course, people say, well, there's a lot of ways you could do it, and harmony, and get along, and still accomplish that. And okay, so maybe you do 10% less, or that's just not the way I look at it. I look at it almost as a zero sum, zero tolerance. No, it's not really zero sum, zero tolerance. There is some leeway. And I don't really go 100% balls out to get it accomplished. I do keep the focus there. And when convenient, or if I'm in the mood, I go there all the time. You know, I don't have any too many distractions. Like, I don't play video games or games. And, you know, I don't have any apps on my phone to keep me busy. Well, Facebook keep me busy? Well, I consider Facebook part of the Jeffrey TV media. Whatever you want to call it, Jeffrey TV media department. So I try to, my idea is that for everything that I do, to somehow contribute to Jeffrey TV. That's the way I like to look at it. That's the way I like to look at it. I like to think that everything I do somehow contributes to Jeffrey TV. The building, the construction, the coming together of whatever Jeffrey TV will eventually be. Even if I'm sitting in my house doing nothing but picking the lint from between my toes, of which there is none, because I shea butter my feet every day and I make sure I get between my toes, and we don't have that. Used to. Not anymore. Just sitting here thinking about the logistics of where I'm staying now. The bathroom set up, where my clothes are, how I go home, how I disrobe, take off these sweaty clothes, where to put them. It's the bathroom downstairs. They downstairs bathroom now. So if I walk right in, I got all of my clothes in there. So technically, I could go right into the bathroom, get in the shower, and get dressed. Didn't even got to go upstairs. But the ritual usually is to, you know, go upstairs, go to one area. At home, it's, you know, right next to the bedroom, bathroom right next to each other. But since this separated, upstairs, downstairs, it's a little different. Yeah, it's fun to figure out the logistics, the best way to handle that. Most efficient. Get a routine down, lock down that routine. Refine and... it's getting heavy. But I'm out here doing what I do. Getting this walk in. Sometimes I wonder if it's worth it. Every time, every now and then I wonder if it's worth it, and I know it is. Work. Work is fairly good. One thing I did change at work is on our performance reviews, I think they added the, you know, if we're late for breaker, come back late for break or lunch, punching in. And I realized I never punch back in on time. I never punch back in on time. Like I would almost shoot to be late. But I changed that up in the last month and a half. Last month or so, to where now I actually punch it early. And if I'm late, I get upset. I'll actually punch back in from lunch and break, you know, seconds or maybe half a minute or so early. Definitely, probably inside 30 seconds. Let's not get ridiculous. If my break is 15 minutes, I'm punching in at 14:30. Maybe, you know, I'll punch in before that. So that'll help my metric. Then we'll see how it all comes together. Just taking a more relaxed approach. Taking a more relaxed approach to it. Not to be so Nazi about my performance actions. Making it a big deal and having it rain over me or, you know, something on my mind thinking about. Just making little adjustments. Playing the long game, I guess you could say. Not trying to make that quick immediate change, just incremental. That's to easily absorb the change.
Wait, 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 wait.
So, yeah, that's how that goes. So I do feel I should be out here with my mother more. How much, I don't know. How much is enough, I don't know. But I will say this, between me, you know, traveling and doing what I do, there's not a lot of time. At least, I guess, when I consider how much time that I feel I require to be by myself, to have Jeffrey time, which Jeffrey time is required. There's not really a lot of time. Because Wednesdays, I got to be in the office. Now, I could drive into the office from here and drive back, but that's ridiculous. I could do that. People do it, because I start at noon, so I really would just have to get up and get my steps a little bit earlier, leave at 10, give myself 2 hours, 2 hour drive, and that'd be a 2 hour drive to work, then an hour and a half drive back here. So usually when I work in the office on the Wednesdays, I do it from home. So that kind of put little cuts into the time. And then throw Jeffrey time on top of that, travel time, places I go. I'm gone for 2 weeks, maybe 2 months. The time flies. I look up, I'm like, oh, see that guy about not here. Come out here, I stay about a week or so. Week or a few days, 4 or 5 days. Then I go, doing what I'm doing. Look up. It's been a month since I've been out here. And that might not be a long time, but in my mind, trying to figure out what's the, you know, how much time should I be out here? You know, am I needed? Or am I more appreciated than needed? She always telling me, glad you're here. I'm so happy you're here. And ask her why. That's when she clamped. That's when she just, you know, with her speech and stuff, act like she just don't want to be bothered answering it. It's just too frustrating trying to articulate it. And you say, why? Why is she glad you're here? You're her son. People who get it, probably get it. But you still got to explain it. You just can't say it. You know? To somebody who doesn't get it. Like that one time I was talking about something to a teacher. And I was asking a question. They were like, well, and they're like, I don't want to explain it here. I can't explain here, or I'm not wasting time on this, or this explain that, you know. And I'm fairly intelligent, and I wasn't gaslighting or, you know, trying to get, you know. I'm like, wait a minute, you're a teacher and you can't articulate, answer my question? It's your job.
Wait,
you can't tell me why. I think it might have been like, it might have been like a Trump racist or something like that. Something, you know, where it wasn't like a math problem. Something they would have to explain. They said, well, just Google it. It's out there. I'm not explaining it to you. I said, you're a teacher. That's your job. That should be inherent. And that's when I knew the subject that I was bringing up not an easy answer. It wasn't a straightforward, easy answer. Just because everybody, all your friends in your bubble saying, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 we all know that. We don't even gotta explain it, we just accept it. And if you don't accept it, I'ma delete you. If you're not on the playbook, if you're not singing the song, you're gone. We don't need to be friends. You know, something about like that. So, some things are easier explained than others, easier to articulate than others. That goes without having to be said. And some things are just, is emotionally the word? Emotionally or sensitive or, you know, when you have to talk about feelings, it's hard to articulate feelings sometimes. And I get that. Some people could be overwhelmed by them or not understand them. And I get that. Bottom line is, it's all good. It really is. The bottom line is, it's all good. Really stop and think about it. You step back. All the way back, so far back that you see the universe as a single dot. You see everything in the universe, understand it, see the big, big, big picture of all this. What may feel like us not getting along or disharmony is still action and reaction and part of it. It's because it may feel like disharmony or disruptive or doesn't mean it still has an impact on the bigger picture. And we might look back and say, hey, all that really didn't matter at all. You know, we worried about this and that. We worried about protecting this and saving that. And it really didn't matter at all. Like climate change and all that. And this and that. I mean, what's the point anyway? We don't know. We've been over this before. We don't know what the point is. So why do we act like it? Everybody has their own idea of what it should be, and that's the way it should be. Everybody has their own reality, their own worldview, their own concept of the way things should be or not be. And I get that. That's my thing. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. I like getting that shot because the light lights it up really good. And ever since I started taking pictures, even with the film camera, 35 millimeter film camera, I notice how when light lights up something, it catches my eye. When the light's behind me and something for me is like really lit up, I see the picture there. So, so, question being, what little kids running? Kids just love to run. I guess they just got called in for recess. So now they're all running. Kids love to run. Thinking about grandson number one, Captain Oddie. Kids, and I tell you, kids in a family, kids just interject energy and everything to a family. I say many times before, Christmas without kids is nothing. The kids, they just interject energy and excitement. I guess kids give parents a right or a reason or an excuse to be kids again. And it's fun. You get to live through them in a way, or with them, and re-experience stuff. And you know, as your new role is an adult with authority, this goes for like not your own kids. When it's your own kids and the responsibility falls on you, that's not what I'm talking about at all. That's not what I'm talking about at all. 0-0. I'm talking about being an uncle or grandfather, cousin even, somewhere where you're not the parent. But some people, a lot of people probably, love being a parent. They love that. Me? No. No, it was too much responsibility. It was too much. The whole lot. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. By far, bar none. Because you can't turn it off. You can't turn it off. You're always thinking about worrying about it. Even when they're 40 years old, whatever they're doing now, you just can't turn it off. You feel responsible. But if it ain't yours, my granddaughter, I'll be like, yep. Where your mother? Yep. Where your mother at? Here come daddy. Yay. Bye. Woo. You sit down. After they gone, it take a little while. I remember when my kids would leave. Oh, my God. The kids would be in the house for a couple weeks. Out in California, maybe even longer. Put them on that plane, come back to the apartment, and they're not there. It's a whole different vibe. It's a sinking feeling for a little bit. Because all that energy is gone. So I had two of them. So it was, you know, it's about pretty much all the time. There's always something going on between them two. And then you come back, the house is still. It's just quiet. And, you know, there's nothing, no TV. You go, oh, and you miss them. And you see something that they left laying around or, you know, was out of place or something they was playing with or this or that. And you settle back in. You'd be glad, but on the, you put them on that airplane. You put them on that airplane, and you get in the car to come home, and you have that quiet, that part you relish. It's just when you get home and open that door, and you go, oh, thank God. Whew. Especially if you're someone, you know, who's not used to, you know, having people or kids around. You know, hey. So, not sure what I was talking about. Probably something to do with my time to myself. I was in the bed today. It was so good. It was just so good to lay there, but I know I could call off and lay in bed all day. But I know the feeling I would have if I did that afterwards. And that kind of gets me going. The fact that I know how I would feel. Like I'm laying in the bed, like, oh God, I could lay here all day. This feels so good. I don't want to get up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, I can do this. I can do that. I can just lay here all day. Yeah, I think about it. Well, if I did that, I know how I'm going to feel. I know the ramifications of doing that. And I really didn't like that. That part, I really didn't like. That's a lot of times is why I'll go ahead. I mean, not why I'll go ahead and work, but that's a strong motivation. You get me up and get me out. Because I don't like the feeling of having laid around all day. Some days I need it. Some days I need it. But most times, well, not lately. I've been good lately. Lately I've been good. I haven't been calling off. I think I called off because I was sick. Last time I called off, I used a bunch of PTO because I was sick as a dog. So that was different. But just to, you know, hey, it's Tuesday. I don't feel like working today. It's been a while.
Wait.
Got a 3-day weekend coming up. So that's exciting. Hopefully I don't, you know, I need to plan something or do something. I always say that. Need to plan something or do something. Maybe go to storage and do some stuff in storage or something. I need to plan to do something. So to keep busy during the day, and there would be an accomplishment. But I would consider an accomplishment. All right. I think that's enough, whatever that means. I think that's enough, whatever that means. Whatever enough means. Highly subjective and relative. But you get it. Woo! Feels good. It feels good to be out here. It really does. I gotta figure out something. How to carry this thing. Because it's starting to get heavy. It's starting to get heavy. Or I kind of want to see my face in it, though. You know? I kind of do. I want to see me. I don't want to make it all audio. I can definitely say that. I don't just want it to be audio, because I could just put a mic on, record the audio, and just leave it at that. Or I could even just record nothing. Or it would, yeah, with this app, I could put this a picture. I could put a picture up, splash page, and record without using the camera, and just put it in my pocket and record for so many, you know, and just you're getting audio, but it's like a graphic. And see, that'll make it a video, which makes it, I could post it on YouTube, and I could post it on Facebook, and I like that. I like that. Because you used to be able to, in SoundCloud, you used to be able to take your music, put it in SoundCloud, and post and embed your music right on Facebook, to where if they click on it right there on Facebook, it would play audio only. Now, the only way you can do that is with a video. You used to be able to actually play SoundCloud MP3 files right there in Facebook without having it to launch another window or go off the site. And that was really convenient. But they stopped that for some reason. Notice you don't ever see anybody's music right there on Facebook anymore. It has to be a video. Even if it's a video just with a video with a splash page. It has to be a video. Which ain't too hard to make. Not hard at all, in fact. Anyhow, y'all. Anyhow. I'm swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell.